You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Disregard that we gotta get up in the morning. I'd rather be tired if I get to see you tonight. I think that driving might get some shit off of my mind. I've been inside my head, seeing ghosts in my room. They try and give me warning, but they look like you in the dark. I'll come around, we can figure it out in my car. I'll come around, we can figure it out. I'll make a space in the front seat, see you in the blue. I just wanna be where you are. It sounds crazy. I'll make a space in the front seat. Is this even real, or am I still dreaming it all? I'll come around, we can figure it out in my car. I'll come around, we can figure it out in my car. I'll come around, we can figure it out. I'll come around, we can figure it out in my car.
That is Leaping Tiger, Figure It Out, featuring Lavina. You're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show. Kia ora Jacob, aka Leaping Tiger. How are you?
Kia ora Rachel, I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's such a pleasure to have you in the studio this morning. We were just chatting about that track. We Can Figure It Out in the Car is just such a nice line. Like, yes, that's where all the problems are solved, when you don't have to look at each other and you can just drive down the road and talk it out. Yeah. How have you been? You're playing an awesome gig this weekend with Jewel, and it's going to be a really good, fun night. You've been working on some tracks, I believe. What's been happening for you?
Yeah, it's all been going down. Got this show tonight, which should be really, really good. Love playing shows. It's like one of my most favorite things to do. And yeah, just in between shows, I've been working really hard on this next album.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So what can you tell us about this album in advance? Like, what can we expect from it?
I would say something a bit different from me this time around. It's I'm hoping this one's a little bit more consistent than the last one, and like, it's definitely got a bit of a concept and a vibe, and like, it's a whole thing this time. Yeah.
I always feel like, you know, musicians are always their harshest critics, because I was going to say, I think your last album was super consistent. It was like such a cool record, and so many, I mean, maybe the only inconsistent thing, but I think it was great, is that you have so much unexpected sound that you use. You work with really cool dissonance sometimes in your tracks, and then your beats are so funky that you can't help but kind of dance along to it, even though it sounds like a bit of metal falling down or something, you know. I want to know how you kind of start a track, because does it come with a bass line, or do you kind of go, I found this sound and it sounds awesome, how do I work it into a song?
It's kind of, yeah, I think it's different every time. Sometimes it's like the bass line comes first, or sometimes it's like, I think a lot of the time is usually when I'm just in like a really weird different space, and then like I'm kind of, I think I'm always making music in my head. And then if I'm in the shower, or if I'm at work, or like if I'm just in the park or something, and then it just hits me and I'm like, whoa, that sounds really good. And then I've got to try and remember that until I can get to like the laptop, and then try and like jot it out, whether it's a weird sound or like just a chord progression or something like that. So that's usually how it comes about.
And you are a very collaborative artist as well. You've had a lot of really awesome people feature on your tracks, like Lavina on that song there. Also, you know, Church and AP, of course, that huge Screwface song that did the rounds, I think, for like 6 months on the BFM playlist. You know, how do you, I guess, like know when someone's going to be right for a track that you've made?
I think, yeah, that's a good question. I think like I'll make a track, and then it's usually while I'm making it, or like once I've sort of got like the instrumental down, I'm like, I just kind of know. Like I'm just like, wow, like this friend would be great for this, or this friend would be great for this. Like I knew when I was making Screwface, like the beat, I was like, the only people that I want on this are Church and AP. And like the same thing with Figure It Out as well. I was like, Sophie is perfect for this track.
So. Totally.
Yeah.
It's a pretty awesome thing, I think, as a producer, to be able to have such a cool community of friends around you that you can be like, please jump on this one here. Who are you listening to at the moment when you're not, you know, making your own music? What other producers or artists are you listening to that, I guess, help inspire you or just feel like a good time to be tuning into?
Yeah. I mean, as of recent, it's been a lot of 103 Point Never. I'm a humongous fan of his work, particularly everything he's done over the past year with like The Weeknd and stuff like that. I find it really inspiring with him, how he can go from doing this really off the wall kind of like experimental electronic production, and then also have the side of him where he's working with one of the biggest like R&B and pop stars in the world. And like he just has like the perfect balance of experimental but palatable at the same time, and like yeah, I think he's super, super inspiring.
I feel like maybe we've talked about this before, but are you a Rina Sawayama fan as well?
Was yes, something? Huge Rina fan.
We were listening to her album in our flat the other night, and she is like a massive pop star, but the production on that record is insane as well. You listen to it and you're like, this is a huge pop record, like true pure pop, but the production is quite crazy on this.
Yep.
Do you listen to pop often as like a way to kind of bounce these ideas around for your own work?
100%. Yeah, I feel like you definitely gotta balance, like I think everything you listen to, if you listen to one genre, you should listen to something that's kind of a polar opposite to at least, you know, just kind of educate yourself on what's out there.
Like totally,
you can't put yourself in a box. But like yeah, I think like with like a lot of modern pop, it's taking a lot of cues from like experimental music, a lot of things that are happening, and like, you know, like the queer scene and stuff like that. Like, yeah, I think it's super important to listen to pop.
I think that when Sophie died earlier in the year, that the ripple effects of that are still not, you know, settled yet, and they won't be for a long time. But I think I started hearing her influence in tracks I'd never even thought about it in before. And, you know, that whole kind of like PC music scene has made such a difference to, you know, classic straight pop, as well as your weird and your wonderful underground producers from, you know, working in their bedrooms or like weird shared spaces. It is kind of like an incredible time for electronic music. It seems like a lot of the barriers that were keeping people in like little genre lanes or like little, you know, different spaces have been kind of smashed recently.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that with your own music? You're kind of like, I don't feel like I need to sit in one space, or I can move around?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I don't feel restricted at all, and like I don't try to restrict myself. I'm just always like, just whatever I make, I'll make.
Yeah.
And that feels right. And I think people like it. I don't really know.
Yeah, totally. Like, yeah. Oh, they definitely do. We love it. Yeah. Also, your live shows, if people haven't seen you perform live before, it is so awesome. Like, it's just you on the stage a lot of the time. Sometimes you get your mates up as well, but you bring so much energy to that stage. It sounds like a whole orchestra is playing. What do you, like, do to prep for a live show? Do you, you know, think about the performance side as much as the actual sound? Or what's the kind of, like, first, I guess, place you start when you're prepping for a gig?
Yeah, first place I start is just making sure that the sound is, like, perfect, making sure that, like, just as a musical experience, that it's good. Like, if you could come to a show and close your eyes, it would be just as good as if you're there just enjoying the energy and, like, watching me, you know, be a dickhead and jump around. So yeah, the sound comes first, and then I sort of think about, like, how can I make this really interesting and, like, make sure people can't look away, you know?
Yeah. What have you got in store for people tonight heading along to the Jewel gig?
Whole bunch of energy. New music as well.
Woohoo, yes.
Which is good. If you want to hear a little preview of the new album, there'll be some new stuff in there. And yeah, just hopefully a good time.
It's going to be an awesome time. You are playing tonight with Jewel, who are celebrating a new new single as well, and Teto as well, who's going to be DJing,
yes,
which will be sick too. It's $20, I think. You can grab a ticket from Under the Radar, or there'll be some door sales, but I wouldn't, like, rely on the door sales.
No, yeah, get in while you can.
Exactly. And it's at Whammy Bar, the old fave. So have a great time tonight, Jacob.
I will.
And
thank you, Rachel.
I'm so looking forward to hearing the new music when it comes out. Any sort of vague date or times that you've got yet? Not to pin you down, but I'm sure you're still working on it.
100% like before the end of the year, like before summer.
Cool.
It should be out.
Cool. Nice. I'm very excited about that. Hey, thank you so much, Jacob, for coming in. We're going to listen to Gems now by Leaping Tiger. Have a lovely weekend.
Woohoo.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.